From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason.
And no last name today, just Jason.
Shear.
We have a quick turnaround. We're, you know, doing a podcast like less than 24 hours from the last one because of the game. Being at noon on Saturday, Arizona plays Washington. Who won against ASU in overtime.
A ridiculous Washington game.
Ridiculous.
Against ASU. ASU was down 25. I believe, 25, and forced it to overtime.
And then they lost in overtime in, you know, stunning ASU fashion. Again, we did shout out Bobby Hurley last night because, as Eric and I have said, you know, Hot Bobby didn't deserve that. But that's another team that we are
Hot
not talking
Bobby?
We just, you didn't hear that last night?
You think Bobby Hurley's hot?
Eric and I decided to start calling him Hot Bobby because, like, there's just something about him as he's gotten older. He's, a little.
All right, Jesus Christ.
Okay, look, we are drinking a lot of White Claws.
That's fair.
Okay.
You're drunk. That's the only way.
Arizona plays Washington at noon, as I said, at McHale. I'm going to be there with Brielle. It should be hopping, even though we're coming off a loss. What type of team is Washington? And if you hear any squeaking, that's Brody playing with a toy.
I'm glad you asked, Shelby. What makes this matchup unique is that this is the first time that Arizona's played Washington this season. That this is that one-off a persoir. Washington's a weird team. They're metrically actually not bad. They're 59th in KenPom. They're 45th in offense and 95th in defense. So they're pretty good offensively. They're average defensively. They like to get up and down the court. It's going to be a fast game. They shoot the ball well. They don't turn the ball over a ton. They are not a good rebounding team. They don't get fouled a lot, and they foul quite a bit. So that is something to watch out for. Three-pointers, which is the thing we always go to. They are 177th in the nation in three-point percentage, and they're 220 in three-point attempts per field attempt. So they do not shoot many threes. They do shoot very well from two, 54.7. They don't defend the two all that well. They're not a great free throw shooting team. They're decently sized at certain positions, but they're not a big team. They're very average. You know, Washington, when you take a look at their schedule, they don't really have, I shouldn't say they don't have good wins. They beat Gonzaga, which turned out to not be as good of a win as we thought earlier in the season. They beat Gonzaga. They were 6-3. People are like, okay, maybe this Washington team isn't bad. Then they beat Seattle, Eastern Washington. They're 8-3. Okay, maybe Washington's actually pretty good. Then they lose to Colorado, Utah, and Oregon. Then they win a couple. And then as of late, you know, again, they beat ASU in that game the other night, but they lost to Cal at home before that. They beat Stanford by 20, which was a nice win, but they lost to Oregon. You know, when you take a look at their losses, they do not get blown out. Washington has not been blown out. I think there's like one game I'm looking right now. 7-3, 5, 4, 5, 2, 12, 10, 17, 3, 5, 2. So, like, there's really only two blowout losses that they've had. And that was against UCLA where they couldn't score. And then the big one was Colorado at Washington. They are not a good away team. They beat Oregon State and ASU on the road. Other than that, I mean, they beat Cal, but the tough environments, they don't play well. Like, they didn't play well in Poly. They didn't play well in Colorado and Utah. They didn't win. They didn't win at Oregon. So they're a decent team. I don't think they're garbage.
Oh, good.
But we talk about matchups, and in terms of matchups, if you asked Arizona what type of team they would want to play, it would probably be Washington, because this isn't the Washington team that I think people have realized under Mike Hawkins. They're not a only zone team, and he likes to get up and down the court. You know, last season, their tempo was 82. The year before that, their tempo was 59. So Hawkins will get up, but this is by far the fastest team that he's had at Washington, I believe, or at least in recent memories.
Okay. Well, we kind of got ahead of ourselves, like a little further than we usually do, because we do need to
chime in for the shout out to the
to our sponsor. We're gonna start with managing your money. It involves more than simply making and following a budget. You may be great at spending less than you take in, but if you don't put your excess money to work, your savings could be dry as the Sonoran Desert. Money management with us at Longview Insurance and Investments involves creating budgets to understand and decide where your money is going and growing efficiently. Learn more and visit our website at longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. Shout out to Andre and Emily. So, you're not a big fan of the Huskies. I'm not sure why, Jason, considering we have been going round and round with Washington recently for other things. Which players, though, impress you? Or if there's anyone that impresses you?
Yeah, that's actually a good point you made. I didn't think about that. The game is biggest for me. I need Arizona to win, because God knows what Twitter will look like.
Yeah, those Washington fans are mean.
I made my joke where I said Washington is cheating, and people took it like I was serious. And I was like, no, I'm just kidding. Washington's interesting. Keon Brooks' offensive numbers are really good. Like, they're, you know, he plays a ton of minutes. His offensive rating is good. He shoots well. Doesn't turn the ball over, you know, gets to the free throw line at a decent rate, makes them. But, like, he can't defend at all, and he's very, very volume-oriented. And I'm sure that if you look at his numbers without – and he could very well play well against Arizona. Wouldn't surprise me at all. But, like, if you looked at his numbers, you would think he's awesome. And yet every time I watch him, there's just something about him. Like, he averages 21.7 rebounds on 49% shooting. That's good. Like, he's 12th in the nation in scoring. But, like, I watch him, and he can't – like, he couldn't guard me. He's very bad defensively. He is a volume shooter at this level. He basically – any shot, like, is a good shot. But, when you look at his numbers, like, 21 points against ASU, 26 against Cal – 35 against Washington State, and he was fantastic in that game, and 27 against Utah. I mean, he's good. Don't get me wrong, but I think the thing that really stands out about him when you watch him is, like, he's probably going to score 25 points against Arizona or 20 points against Arizona, but he's also going to let up, like, 18. And so, Sevier Wheeler is a guy that I like. You know, I think he's played well. You know, to me, he's the best player on the team. I think Corin Johnson has a bright future. But, you know, I if you gave me a choice between Brooks and Wheeler, I would probably choose Wheeler just because I think he at least tries sometimes defensively. Their perimeter defense, like, you watched the end of that ASU game when Frankie Collins was getting to the basket. It was like no one was on the court. The game against Cal, where Cal hit the shot at the buzzer or whatever it was, it was like no one, like, they just sat there. You can absolutely catch Washington. But, I mean, Brooks and Wheeler are probably the two best players. Well, they are. They're the two best players on the team. I'm iffy on Brooks. Like, Arizona recruited him a little bit because of the Jason Gardner connection. I don't think it's a big deal that Arizona lost Brooks. Wheeler is probably a guy that I wouldn't mind on my team if I had to choose.
Okay, that's fair. I can't see the question because the sun. There we go. What matchup? It's always the same question.
It opened up my eyes.
Oh, we're singing? I always remember that song being stuck on the bus in junior high, and for some reason that song came on every day. And I even asked the bus driver to change the channel and not listen to KRQ. So then she changed it to country music.
I remember I listened to Ace of Base because there was a girl that I really liked. That was the daughter of a client my dad had. Her name was Piera. and she loved Ace of Base, and we went over and we used to play doctor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
And she would put, she would put Ace of Base, right? And so, like, I basically tried to memorize that whole CD.
Wow. And did it go anywhere? What was your ROI on that?
We like the Don't Turn Around much
don't
better.
Don't turn around.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Those are gonna see my heartbreak.
I think she's married with, like, 5 kids now.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of kids.
So speaking of like kids. We're 3 behind, Shelby.
Do you want to tell the people what we did
nope,
today?
No, I don't.
We're not
want to talk
tell
about
them?
It.
Well, okay.
You
yeah.
made a kid.
No, we did not.
We bought
we're
a kid.
We're well past that.
We bought a kid that's covered in fur. I don't know what we're doing.
We
made a horrible decision.
Okay, guys, listen. We are huge dog lovers, and we have 3 small Chihuahua
asshole
mixes
dogs
that we love dearly, and they've all been rescued, and we went to PAC today because I've got friends that work at PAC. They're completely full. We were looking into maybe, you know, fostering, and long story short, we're getting a puppy. So I've had that. We didn't get it today. It's not ready till Monday, but You know, why not add one more crazy, you know, dog to the mix of our lives? And of course, we're getting a puppy. Puppies, I think, are a lot more work in some ways than a newborn because I've had many puppies in my life. But, you know, we think it's going to fit in nicely. We wouldn't have made the decision if we couldn't handle it. But, you know, we're crazy. But speaking of that, if you feel like you need a dog or a cat in your life, Pima Animal Care Center is really, really full right now. We got this puppy for free, and we only had to pay $20 for licensing. So if you go on to...
I think it costs money, but they understood that Wildcat Authority was in the building.
Oh, it was us?
And
okay.
So it's like an under-the-table
It's not
puppy.
Like a, hey, we're really full, we're waiving all fees no. right now kind of thing. But just a kind of a PSA here for PAC, you know, near and dear to our hearts because our dogs are from PAC. If you want to get a dog, they have a lot of really good options. If you want a cat, they got a cute cat room. Jason's allergic to cats, even though we are wild cats. So.
I also want to address something else that I don't think you knew that I was going to bring up on this podcast.
Oh, great. What is it?
Lance, my boy Lance has me riled up.
Oh, man. This
so
is
I want
a
you
bummer.
To tell, I want you to tell the people, because I think the people could actually help in this situation.
Okay, so as you guys know, we have been selling our mugs, and I just designed it out of Zazzle, and I've been sending them out with no issues, and Lance ordered one, and the one that he ordered is the one that got flagged for review, for design review, and I got a notice back from Zazzle saying that the University of Arizona has not approved the design because the cactus logo and our Wildcat Scoop logo is too close to the Arizona cactus. And it's mind-blowing because I've been sending out mugs for weeks. Nobody said anything. And if you really look at them, like, they're very different. There's nothing university besides the colors, which is not a trademark thing. So I don't know where to go from here. So Lance is furious. Like, he's not at me. He's mad at Zazzle. He's his girlfriend or his fiance's a lawyer.
Straight to the top.
So somebody at Arizona trademarking, licensing, whatever, like,
people at Arizona hear this, I expect to have a DM or an email within like the next 72 hours.
Like, there's so many generic cactus art, like, you clip art cactuses on Google.
You're
that
not Johnny Cacti.
It's crazy because our logo comes directly from 24/7. Like, I didn't make that logo, our Wildcat Scoop podcast logo. So mugs have been put a little bit on hold. Not that we're not going to have them. I'm just going to have to figure out the Zazzle thing, hopefully get it approved, or just obviously there's other places to get mugs made. It's not a huge deal. But yeah, we're throwing Zazzle and U of A under the bus a little bit because the licensing team, I guess.
I'll give them something to Zazzle.
First of all, everybody wants the cactus logo back. I've heard it so many times over the years. And it's really not used even in prominent locations. It's not their, you know, marketing.
Look,
theme.
I'm not going to say I need, I'm not calling the bigwigs, but Desiree, if you're listening to
that's
this,
right. Desiree's husband, Josh.
Number one, bring the cactus back.
Number
to,
one.
To Mikhail. And number two, free Shelby's mugs.
Yeah, free my mugs, man. My cactus has nothing to do with your cactus.
That's what she said. Give me that.
Also, shout out to UCLA fans on the UCLA board. I know you're listening. It's so lovely to hear from you.
Yeah, there's a thread.
There's a really funny thread.
It's a little erotic.
There's an erotic thread. I guess last night's podcast got a little spicy. If you listen, Jason had a slip of the tongue, not in a sexual way. he said something funny.
I don't know. I just want to appreciate the fans of the UCLA fans that are tuning in and listening.
Like, we're in your heads 24/7.
I appreciate all your support. Shout out Bruin Report Online. Love every single one of you.
Yes, Bruin Report Online. Who's the publisher of Bruin Report Online?
I like Tracy.
Do you like Tracy? Yeah. You guys are buddies.
Yeah.
He's very respectful.
David Woods is awesome. I love that.
Yeah, we like
I love all packed bell boards. I really do.
I respect
all my coworkers.
We're looking forward to, you know, maybe we won't be in the same conference anymore.
I'm not being sarcastic at all. I respect every publisher at 24/7.
That is true. And they respect you.
Well,
I respect you.
There's one that doesn't.
Yeah, you know, there's one that hates you. That's okay.
Whatever.
Anyway, that was our little rant. If anyone can help with the Zazzle thing, if any U of A person's listening, like, we're not trying to step on your
licensing. I'm trying to step on everyone's licensing.
People just want a mug. Like, that's it. Like, we're not making money on this, really, guys. So,
speak for yourself. I'm in my mansion.
That's right. Erica came to our house last night. She's like, is this side of your house an addition? I was like, no, this is.
We're just
part
kidding.
Of,
we don't live in that.
This is part of our house. Like, what? That's okay. We were drinking. Did we do the matchup intrigues you the most? What matchup intrigues you the most, Jason?
I'm glad you asked, Shelby. This is a very unique question that
besides
doesn't usually
Lance
get asked.
Besides Lance versus Zazzle.
What?
Do I need to slap you? Wake up.
I just talked about Keon Brooks. I want to see Keon versus Pella. I think that's a big matchup.
Oh, happy birthday, Pella.
Yeah, because Pella played like crap against Washington State. Let's be real. Yeah. Keon Brooks is very good offensively, but again, like I said, he doesn't defend. I don't want things in life, Shelby. I need things in life. I need Pella to be aggressive in this matchup because he can get to the basket against this Washington team. Like, their two-point defense... off the top of my head, their two-point defense is 135th in the country. So, come on, right? Like, Arizona should be able to get in there. Pella Larson, I'm looking at you. You're looking at me. Shelby couldn't even call you Swedish fish the other night.
I was so upset, but it is your birthday, so yes. you're my little Swedish fish.
On a serious note, like I to me, this screams a good Pella game, this matchup. I look forward to him playing well.
I need focused, pesky Pella. That's what we need. That's what the world needs. And it'd be like your birthday present to yourself. So there you go. What is the path to victory for Arizona? Because we don't care about Washington.
Yeah, Arizona, it's actually pretty simple. And in Washington, it is too. Like, if Arizona defends, it's going to win this game. Like, seriously, that's it. They're going to score in Washington.
Do you think our point guard should score
yes.
more points?
Point guard play will obviously be important. Wheeler is very good. Corin Johnson, when he plays point, is good. Arizona needs some type of production from the point guard position. But if Arizona defends and doesn't allow Washington to come in there, they're going to win this game. We talk about matchups all the time. Washington, Arizona is a bad matchup for Washington. It just is. Like, Arizona is bigger. You know, Braxton Mae is okay, but he's not like a major scoring threat. Moses Wood isn't great. Paul McCauley is decent. Like, they don't have that dynamic guy beyond Brooks, and they're just not a very good defensive team, in my opinion. I don't think Washington's awful, but, you know, if Arizona plays their game in defense, and then Washington, because of their pace, they'll often get caught up in games with way too many turnovers. You know, last night against ASU was a perfect example of that. Washington had 13 turnovers, and it led to a lot of points, right? And so when that happens, 13 may not seem like a lot, but when those lead to 16 points or whatever it is, that's a lot. And so they also had that spam when ASU started to come back where they just could not take care of the ball. But seriously, it's really that simple to me. If Arizona plays their game and defends well, I would be very surprised if they lost this game.
All right. I would be shocked because I'm sure as the announcers are going to say, or you might have seen it already, as we all know, Tommy has not lost two games in a row. So he's got his little record on the line as well. I'd also be interested in seeing him, you know, coach a little better. That would be great. Prediction, Jason. You've already kind of said what you think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm clearly picking Washington.
Much to all Washington fans' delight.
Right. Big Washington fan. Think they had a great football coach, a great man. Mike Hopkins is also not a good coach. I think that's something that we need to keep in mind as well. I'm going Arizona 92,
whoa,
Washington 74.
Wow. Well, I'm going to pick a number underneath your number. I'm not sure it's going to be that high. I'd like it to be that high, but I don't think it will be that high. I think it'll be 85 to 72.
85-72.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at. What was the spread?
I'm actually looking right now because they just released it. Maybe like, Brielle, you want to get in here and give your prediction?
Get close, baby.
Sorry, I'm whoa.
I'm playing Fortnite and I got died. My score prediction was like really wrong last time.
All right.
So we're going to do
90-75.
Arizona.
The spread is 14 and a half. Arizona is favored by 14 and a half. Shelby, I know what you're wondering.
Yeah.
Are there any other Pac-12 spreads of interest? Colorado plays Utah. That's a game where the loser might just be eliminated from the tournament right now. But the spread that is interesting to me, Shelby, is that Washington State is only favored by 5.5 against ASU.
Yeah.
ASU has a chance to do the funniest.
Come on, thing. ASU. At the very least, you got to redeem yourself for this thing the other night.
Like ASU last night. Has a chance to do the funniest thing.
Please do it. It would be amazing. If anyone can do it, I'd even take the heat. ASU fans gloating like, oh, we beat Washington State. That's awesome. Good. Please do it. It'll do Arizona a favor. Anyway, happy birthday, Senor Pella. And, you know, everyone enjoy your night. And hopefully you're listening to this on Friday, but if not, Saturday morning. The game is at noon, taking Brielle. We're going to get down there early. And it's weird to have a noon game. I don't know. What do we do the rest of the day? What do normal people do?
It depends on how the game goes.
That's true. That's really true. But at least we'd end the weekend, hopefully on a high note, at McHale. Someone told me, is it the Festival of Books going on this weekend?
Oh, I hope not.
Is it? I feel like it's early.
The traffic will be a shit show.
If it is happening, it's kind of a shit show. I normally know these things, but it's February. There's no way Festival of Books is going on this weekend. It's usually in March.
Okay. First of all, please stop screaming at me.
Anyway, we'll find out.
I'm going to find out right now.
Okay, we're looking
right
now.
Dude, it's March 9th and 10th, Shelby.
Yeah, someone told me that. I was like, that doesn't sound right. God. It's always in March.
Before you're going to tell them,
Our usual thing.
Wherever you are, mm-hmm. We can't say it because Arizona copyrighted it. So have a good day, everyone.
No, they can't stop me from saying, no matter where you are or what you do, you can always try to subvert Arizona's copyright
TM trademark.
Trademark.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Shelby wanted me to adopt a husky, and I said, look, Shelby, that's the one dog I will literally never adopt. Give me any other mascot in the country, and I'd rather own that animal.
Would you rather own a duck?
Yeah. I've
heard ducks are assholes.
Well, I want a duck. But anyway.
You want a porcupine.
That's number one.
Yeah. But no huskies. Not only because they're not, you know, desert dogs, but, you know, screw Washington.
If I bought a husky, I would name it Jed Fish and then sell it off after a week to the highest bidder.
May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.